Thank you and good morning. The Eureka City Council voted 4-1 last night to add a property at West 3rd and Commercial Streets to the city's emergency shelter declaration. Melinda Cherubellini was the lone no vote, and the latest property addition joins the parking lot at Washington and Coster Streets and the St. Vincent de Paul facility on 3rd as areas the city can house homeless individuals on a temporary basis. The site at West 3rd and Commercial is owned by Mercer Fraser, and a collaboration between the Betty Kwan Chin Foundation and the Humboldt Coalition for Property Rights will convert used shipping containers into living units that could house as many as 40 people for up to 6 months. The city has warned those currently camping in the Palco Marsh they have until May 2nd to vacate so that construction can begin. The County District Attorney's Office announced that 45-year-old Kaylin Meserve has been found guilty on 15 felony counts, including rape and false imprisonment, stemming from violent attacks on two women in Petrolia in December of 2013 and November of 2014. The jury determined that Meserve entered the Petrolia residence in December and found the victim asleep and sexually assaulted her. Meserve later returned to the residence and assaulted the woman a second time. In November of 2014, Meserve sexually assaulted and raped a woman he had met at a community event in Petrolia, and after offering her a ride home, took her to his property and assaulted her. Meserve will be sentenced in July and faces 15 years to life in prison. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office has identified the driver of a car who ended up in the Smith River last week as 19-year-old Grants Pass, Oregon resident Montgomery Sophia Green. Green was headed northbound on Highway 199 near Gaskey when she lost control of her car and it ended up in the river last Thursday morning. A witness reported seeing the headlights as the vehicle sunk beneath the fast-moving waters, and it wasn't until Saturday that rescue divers could reach the car and pull it and Green to the bank. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of an armed robbery at the Patriot gas station in Blue Lake on Monday evening at just past 6 o'clock. Deputies contacted the clerk, who said he was standing outside the store when the suspect, described as an adult white male about 5'4", 130 to 140 pounds, and wearing a white bandana across his face, approached him and brandished a black handgun. The suspect then demanded cash, and the clerk and suspect entered the store, and the clerk turned over an undisclosed amount of money. The suspect, who was wearing blue pants, a white shirt, a hat and sunglasses, and carrying a camo backpack, then fled the scene. Deputies searched the immediate area but were unable to locate the suspect. The investigation is ongoing. Members of the Eureka Police Department's POP team and the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant on a car driven by 53-year-old Eureka man Brian Hickey in the parking lot of Murphy's Market in Cutton on Tuesday afternoon. Officers searched a total of 3 vehicles and arrested Hickey for possession of marijuana for sale and possession of drug paraphernalia. 2 other people, 26-year-old Vanessa Stowe of Eureka and 47-year-old Eureka man Jacques Champagne, were booked for possession and a probation violation, respectively. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. County Supervisor Virginia Bass occupies a unique position when it comes to dealing with the homeless issue in the city of Eureka and the county. That's because the bulk of the impacts of homelessness happen in her county district. Bass spoke about the latest proposal to construct a temporary shelter facility at West 3rd and Commercial Streets, and she said while she understands the rationale behind the location and the motivation of the Betty Kwan Chin Foundation and the Humboldt Coalition for Property Rights, questions remain.
I think what was real exciting for me is that this was community-driven and driven by some of the business owners, and obviously we've heard that there are several that are not as comfortable. When I look at location, one, I'll say I don't know if there's anything that's perfect. I think this site, to some folks, makes a lot of sense, including the property owner.
Bass did say that the idea of getting those who both need help and a place to live and who want to be a part of the solution of getting off the street is a good one, but they have to be a part of the long-term plan.
It's planned to be basically coordinated intake. And what that means is instead of just tents or someplace people hang out and don't do anything, once they're in that area, they have to go through the process of what do these folks need? What kind of treatment programs do they need to get into? Are they actually fairly easy to get housed? Well, gosh, let's help get them, you know, taken care of first.
You can hear Supervisor Virginia Bass discuss this topic and others on Talk Shop this morning at 8 o'clock. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.